This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue a consideration of the benefits of suffering. Suffering helps the one who is suffering to attain a proper set of values. It is easier for a man in the midst of great suffering to see what is really important and what is not important. A man with good health may say to himself, "Wealth, popularity, position, power, pleasure are the most important things in life. I must have these things, and I will work long, hard hours in order to have them." But to the man who realizes that he may be dying, wealth, popularity, and such like have little appeal. The issues of life usually look quite different to the man whose body is wasting away under the ravages of disease from how it looks to the man with good health. To the mother and father whose children are all well, a new car may very well seem to be the most important thing in life. But to the mother and father whose little boy or little girl is at death's door because of some disease or some accident, cars, stocks, bonds, bank accounts, popularity, and such comparatively trivial matters are of little or no consequence. One man may be in despair because he has so little money, but another man who has lost his health may be fervently wishing that he had no problem but that of money. When a minister of the gospel goes to the home of those who have lost loved ones in death, he hears little or no talk of how rich the departed person was. Rather, he hears the family tell of whatever good they can remember about the loved one who has departed. Matters which may seem to be gigantic in importance when one has his health often fade into the status of being insignificant when one suffers severe affliction or adversity. To the severe sufferer, the question of supreme importance usually is my life right with my fellow man? And above all, is my life right with God? Further, we note that suffering helps the one who is suffering to be thankful for his blessings. You know, the average person seems to take for granted the blessings which he receives from day to day. He may give little thought to the blessings of his own life, his faithful and loving wife, his children, his brethren in Christ, the various physical blessings of life, such as food, clothing, shelter, water, and air. He may give little thought to the blessing of the privilege of living in a nation which provides civil freedom, where men have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He may give little thought to the blessing of hearing the gospel of Christ and the promise of salvation which it offers. John chapter 3, verse 16. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and many other marvelous passages which set forth the blessing of salvation in Christ. He may give little thought to the privilege of prayer, to the privilege of approaching Almighty God through Jesus Christ, our High Priest, and he may give little thought to the privilege of the study and practice of the Bible, and the privilege of worshiping God in song and in prayer. It is a valuable exercise for any person to prayerfully consider the blessings which he possesses at any given moment, and then seek to envision the situation which would follow if he suddenly lost all of these blessings. He would then be faced with a situation in which his wife, his children, his wealth, his home, his friends, his reputation, his health, and other blessings were all taken away. He would be reduced to being a man who was gravely ill, poverty-stricken with neither house, crumb of bread, nor coat, benefit of wife, of children, of friends, or of reputation. Each person should carefully contemplate such a situation and then seek to envision what joy would fill his heart if all of these blessings were suddenly given back to him, how much more highly he would prize them. And so suffering helps us to see the value of the blessings which we all tend to take for granted day by day. Suffering helps us to avoid self-pity. Each of us should think about the blessings we have from God every day that we live. May we all give thanks to God for Jesus Christ, his Son.